guidelines prohibited the taking of medicine on Shabbos for various shikas samimon. They made a rabbinical ordinance prohibiting an individual taking medicine, the herbs in the old days, on Shabbos, samimonim, because they were afraid that someone would come to be shikika. Shikika means grinding. Grinding is a Torah prohibition called kohen. One of the 39 categories of work. In order to avoid this possibility, they prohibited the taking of medicine on Shabbos. All their fear, a person would be sick, he'd be very, very frightened, and he would quickly run to get medicine. But in those days, medicine was not something that you got in the drugstore. Medicine was something that you took water and pestle, and you would grind it up, and you would make it. And they were afraid that a person could come to him in fear for his health might do something on Shabbos. This would be a Torah violation. To avoid the possibility of a Torah violation, they could put a fence around the fantasy of the Zera. Then don't take medicine on Shabbos, period. Even if the medicine was prepared before Shabbos. One of very important things. You don't take medicine on Shabbos because we're afraid possibility of shikika, salamonim, of grinding up the ingredients to make the medicine on Shabbos. Fine. There are many intricate details concerning the precise nature of this prohibition, but I would like to limit my conversation to you this evening to one particular critical point, which runs as follows. Nowadays, 1998, I'd like to answer a show of hands. Is there anybody in this room who would ever round up ingredients to create a medicine, a pill, or anything of this nature, like someone would say? Raise your hand if the answer is yes. Wow. One more yes than I ever imagined. What would the medicine you made? Do that. It's a very important piece of information because that's going to make sorry for all of us. I'll tell you why. Yes, sir.
Since I deal with a healthcare facility, certain elderly patients who must take medicine pills cannot take them in solid form. And the nurses will chop them up. And they said, well, that's all going to happen because they need trouble. And that's done.
That is not a problem at all. The principle called main token, akar token. If one something was crushed up and then put into a pill form, when you recrush it, pulverizing that previously crushed unit, that's not a problem token.
That's
a common token exists if you take something from natural, that's what the skeleton one, with a natural herb, and ground it up for medicinal purposes. That, honest to goodness, she has settled on. I must say I'm very disappointed that somebody raised a hand here tonight. For reasons we'll find out in a moment, but honestly, it's about policy. Nowadays, I was of the assumption just a little minute ago that the reason for the prohibition is absolutely inapplicable. There's no one at all drawing up medicine anymore. I would still say that there's only one individual in a considerable crowd of people that has never done it, and not only on one occasion. But it's still what we call almost a fluke. And we can say that by and large, grinding medicine is just not done nowadays. Not in the home. A little bit can be done in the laboratory, in a factory, but not in the home, and not in specific reference for a particular patient. When they're grinding out the aspirin, or whatever they're doing in the various laboratories, they're not saying, well, they come for a chayim, and they come for a chana. They're making it by the millions. Unless they consume the come later and pick one up. Okay, that's an important point. So the question then becomes whether the entire prohibition of taking medicine apply at the present time. Now what might argue? Why should the prohibition apply? If the reason no longer applies, then the prohibition Shabbos, they never dance during the week. But any event, this is actually an example. So there are some Svar Nagot, the same as the Rambam, based on what Tosafot said, the reason for the issue of dancing, clapping, no longer applies to the Easter, no longer applies. They say anything about medicine. The reason no longer applies, the Easter should no longer apply. That's the question. So, there is a Shulba called Horas Hesed. He writes that there are two different kinds of rabbinic ordinances. Some are absolute. Don't ask me any questions. Absolute. Double Shulba Minyan. They made a, they got together, they counted up those, and decided when they make a majority vote, they're going to make an enactment. And that's it. No and, no ifs, no buts. Finished. But in such a case, even if the reason no longer applies, the prohibition applies nonetheless. Then there are certain rabbinic ordinances which is not a double shabbat. There are exceptions. And the Torah specifies logic goes, well, if there's one exception, then it's not a double shabbat. And if it's not a double shabbat, then perhaps it will no longer apply if the reason no longer applies. What's the logic behind it? If there's an exception that indicates clearly that we know what the reason for the exer is, and the Chazal acted upon the reason and said the reason no longer applies, does not apply, the prohibition doesn't apply. Well then a few generations or centuries later, the whole reason doesn't apply to anybody, stands to reason that the whole prohibition no longer applies. However, if the rabbis say the prohibition exists in all cases, will the reason apply to that in that generation? And if the answer is yes, then it applies to subsequent generations or centuries, so the reason applies at all. It's a very logical point that the second Torah says it makes. And he found an exception. He found an exception. What's the exception? Says in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person, instead of taking the medicine in straight form of Shabbos, he diluted it before Shabbos, he may take it on Shabbos. It's indicated to us that he found an exception. Why Hekera? It's clearly recognized that he makes a special effort. He's not going to make a mistake and he shopeks on the money on Shabbos. In fact, there's one exception exists to our second conclusion, but nowadays you know, we don't have a favor whatsoever. Despite that fact, there are two problems. Number one, maybe somewhere in the world is still grinding herbs. We already found someone in this room who did at least once. Number two, we perhaps shouldn't rely on logic for a whole variety of reasons that can't go into our bottom line. The post would say we should not use this as a dispensation to take medicine in all circumstances. But for the dispute, which we'll see soon, a certain halakhic matters which predate the modern era, the dispute existed even in the time that people were grinding herbs, then a variety of opinions in our generation that herbs are not being ground common. There are some rabbis who say that it's impossible for the prohibition against medicine to be what we call a double shabbat, a low blow, no distinctions at all, because it's a kind of a prohibition which goes against the mitzvah. The mitzvah only shabbos. And whenever the rabbis go against the mitzvah, they may do it, they do it very often, but they always have to give a reason for it. They can't make a blanket prohibition to go against the mitzvah. That's what some suggest. Okay, that's not some of the nitty-gritty about the prohibition of medicine. When the person may drink tea, chicken soup, the ultimate, the Jewish penicillin, we may get chicken soup, drink chicken soup on Shabbos, whatever you want to do, or characterize it, even though your intention is medicinal. You may drink tea on Shabbos, even though you really want to have a small throat problem. That's the bottom line. Again, there are intricacies that we will not go into all of them. Now, this is important. Whatever can be characterized as the food is permissible on Shabbos, even though the person who's taking this food has in mind a medicinal purpose. Now, another mission. You may not have a certain thing that says Eino Machal Griyin. Ma Eino Machal Griyin. Question. physicians become sick. The most common example in our vocabulary is what? Then everyone gets the right answer unanimously. Vitamins, so they call it the term vitaminin. Okay? What's the story with the vitaminin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that ein lo shumei b'shmuter, if someone has no illness and wishes to take something expressed in the Constitution, it is permissible. So at first glance, I repeat, at first glance, it would seem that vitamins should be absolutely no problem. This is the Siman Shin Tov Ches, the Siman of Kol Shabbos, in Siv Lamed Zayin. Ein lo shumei b'shmuter. Alright? Then the Mishnah Brewer for the following reason. The Hayim Shaokel, the Shos of the Ramon, and the Zimala. Well, look, if he's not ill, is he eating just to have to make himself feel hungry to alleviate his hunger or stress? Amal, also the Rafua, the Hayim of the Lechatek, Mizno, Kosa, from the Avram, the Fuel of the Gorin, Glover, Osir, in front of his head. Now they find it, are in fact prohibited. With his name, on my friend, Mr. Doctor's here, Lechatek, Mizno, granted you what we call constitution. That's the best of the translation I can give to the Catholic Bisco. I think it's about the four in general. And then we have a halakhic problem according to the Bogan Avraham quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. The Bogan Avraham has many proofs for his point. Rabbosha Meinstein Dal, the Nicholas Rosha, Kayla Gimel Simonat, the Dal that says, Misvara, logically, it should be considered permissible. Because if the person is healthy, we're not so afraid and we're panic. We prohibit medicine, the person may panic and just right away run to wrong the medicine. The person's healthy, he says that the vitamin. You panic if you miss the vitamin. If the panic element is not there, he says logically it should be permissible. It's alright to run to function in that truth. However, it's possible that's only going to the end of the rib, who's worried about the perpetrator himself. Rational word about the onlooker, the Roman, in which case this logic may not apply. That's the question. The Sefer Shmira Shabbos Kiel Kosa wrote a beautiful discussion of these matters. He has three categories. Kolish Yesh Mosakot, which is our next shir. Kolish Ein Mosakot. And Mekushin, or Mikdas Kol. Three categories. If your life is in danger, if you're categorized as sick, but your life is not in danger, and you're not even called sick, it's a little bit sick. We aren't really sick. We'll see later how you put the cutoff point between someone who's called sick and someone who's not called sick. We'll give categories in a moment. But in this Karak Lamadalit, say the Shmir Shabbat Gil Pasa, he makes reference to this Shuba of Ramosha Fakshik in the Aura Hey. He says that this may depend upon that question. But they have a very important point. Some people take vitamins, and what he calls here, Kaplip Lemine Mozo, as simply instead of food. Instead of food, you take vitamins. I'm not a vitamin for myself, but for some of the room is lightning. What kind of vitamin do you take instead of food? Does it exist in our society? I wouldn't call it a vitamin at all. That's not instead of food. That's to avoid the drink.
Every vitamin C.
Oh, that may be. Calcium instead of milk. That makes some sense to me. A person takes calcium, but he's supposed to have milk. Let's say lactose intolerant. Whatever reason, he's very tolerant. I don't know how much of that people have very, very good tolerances. He takes calcium instead of milk. I don't know if that's what he has in mind. I got the impression he's really having it instead of food. I just don't know what he was saying. I mean, he must have some kind of case of milk. That book was written less than 20 years ago, not in the Middle Ages. But I go around the room, I don't see too many people who know what he's talking about. Yeah, that's a good answer. The doctor says that it's all based on the mistake. Okay, if you believe the mistake, people are running around. Yeah, running out, and I can't remember the top of my head, that's good. got part of the local book. Well, listen very carefully. But it's not meant to take it from a weekly into a pop-up or the ads and the newspapers and all. That's not the intention of the writer. The rabbi, quote, it makes Shaloye all the Sados Minokim. It prevents you from being susceptible to illness. It's not going to make you stronger. You know, you'll be the same as before. The same puny weakling you were before you did the matter. But to be a puny weakling that's less susceptible to bacteria or virus, how it works, I don't know, but it doesn't work. Not yet, so they're skeptical. Maybe it doesn't work. But there are also things that work. Vitamin C, I mean, I know about that. Either fact or myth. Vitamin C, preventing catching a cold, or cold getting worse. People say it's right. For a version, that's what they're doing. Don't try to make it stronger. It prevents you somehow, if it really works, from getting a cold or a worse cold. He suggests it's good to even form the opinion of the Bogart wrong. The other kind of pills that are under dispute, sleeping pills. It's not a cure, that's it fall asleep. That doesn't cure anything. I think it really should go up. I don't think they are. Oh, can I write again, doctor? Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. I'm still going pretty good. Don't give your MD, I won't take it. But if someone has to have for some reason, or another example, given again, you won't say Shmira Shabbos still possible. Of course, for Shmira Shabbos, previously, another came out, that a woman is required to have a birth control pill. So that it's permissible for her, she has to suck her up. Well, to take that shot, I call her a fool. Matter of fool, please say, again, there's certain questions of... It is this book called Atzia, which is a book by the Dr. Pagan's book, which he writes, and Ravosha writes for a different reason. Ravosha said you take a some refuge from becoming sick, because that's not never included in the exam in the first place. He said, Atzia said Ravosha for a different reason. Here's this one, which is quite remarkable, unbelievable. There are three cases. Yeshua Sakona, Angel Sakona, and Mejibush, pain is nothing really serious. According to Shimonaro, they only prohibited pills in the third and final category. Once you can qualify as a bona fide holder, like an American, you're eligible for this, for SSI, and be eligible for something. To be eligible for the dispensation of medicine, if you're a holder. But once you're a holy enable Sakana, according to Shulchan Aruch, you'll have to take medicine. Strange. So why did they make the prohibition? It's not really sick. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, nothing really sick. So then, since here our motion right, so if you're going to take your vitamin to prevent you from becoming really sick, so you may do so you're basically healthy now. In other words, any time if the ultimate result of not taking medicine would then allow you to take medicine, there's no need for that man to take its course, become sick, and then take it. You can take it in advance. So these two reasons, that's it. You can take something that's going to prevent you from getting sicker to the point you might qualify as a colon angel sarcoma. I believe it's important at this stage to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, our colon shemein bahem sarcoma. Who is the Kol HaShem Kol Sakam? So the Shmir Shabbos talks about the paragraph of Gibbon, the list of eight very distinguished individuals who qualify. Number one, someone who's lying in bed because of his illness. By definition, you're lying in bed, you're considered a Kol HaShem Kol Sakam. Number two, you have fever, above normal, whatever it is, you're automatically a Kol HaShem Kol Sakam. Number three, you have a migraine headache, the whole body is aching. Oh, you're talking about vitamins. Terror. You can be walking around, your whole young child. How young is young? Well, there are those who say up to the age of 9. Pretty old for a young child. They say, so they have to die, they can't take care of itself. Who needs the old years with the other age? So the world exists. But now things have changed. That's the little age golden she'en bo sakon. If you're not one of those categories, a headache, a cold, simple, cough, then you're not giving the sensation. And you shouldn't be taking medicine unless one of the categories before, you prevent yourself from getting into a worse situation. Or you're really healthy. Just having it to prevent you from becoming susceptible. Think of this nature.
Okay.
Is that clear?
What about the other spectrum, elderly?
Well, it's not caught over here. I would like to think that there are many elderly individuals at any age who are very good health. Thanks to Dr. Paul, who keeps them as an elder. We would not want to say that everyone who's getting 90 is automatically a vote. I resist that. Am I correct against it? Hashem, I hit it against that. We don't want to say that. We don't want to reach that age in good health. We don't want to be categorized automatically as well as we reach 90. Yes. Very good question. Notice that a grant book was not found in this list of individuals who are considered more than the total. However, it seems to me that with respect to any related prenatal care, she would be in that category, or maybe her child would be in that category. Yeah, because of the, either way, put it for a grant book to take whatever the doctor recommends. Okay. Good. Fine. Now, I must tell you, to be honest, that there are those who say it's absurd. I can say the prohibition of Rabua doesn't apply for both. And they say, of course, it does apply. Bishop Brooks Walter's opinion, and there are those who actually try to drive mightily to prove that's correct, but I won't accept it. And one of the reasons, aside from the fact that Shabbat was lenient, remember the back of our mind, we have our original discussion. Maybe nowadays the whole thing should apply. So we're not in the mode of thought looking for kumras. You know, we're looking for leniency because we have in the back of our mind the possibility that the entire Zera should not apply nowadays. So again, as I said before, we don't have a sweeping dispensation. But when there are disputes, you have a right to go a little bit to the food. Now, until now we spoke about medicines. But what about doing otherwise prohibited acts on Shabbos? Well, look. So there's a rule that the law of the actual work is written on account of the work and the piece of it in the Araisa is only permissible to save life. You may not do a malach on Shabbos for a kol hashem angle. However, the Gemara is explicit, or the Shemarah as well, that one may enlist the help of a non-Jew to assist a kol hashem angle. So therefore, any of those 8 categories of people, if they need something medically, you may call upon a non-Jew you know, and without any toughness. They were giving a shiur once about the Amir Lanafi, I'm not sure that's the one that we have got. But, you know, we learned about, you know, a remnant, you know, why did this happen? Why did this? And, you know, I need this, so I wish someone would do that. So, no, none of that. If someone's sick, you can say explicitly, John, go to the drugstore and drive to the drugstore and buy me this and this.
Keep all the way home.
That's the question. The day of moving by itself, that's not considered to be a category of I they not. Because truly the call of the guy, you're calling the guy. That's different than if they use not going to the door next door to you. That's a different story of the call. But what about call? Maybe call someone for the purpose of assisting a call that she'en bo sakon. That's the question. So the generally accepted answer is no. Let me explain this. It's a big dispute, a major, major dispute in Siman Shin Chav Ches. Sif, Yud Zayin, I believe it is, talks about that there are 4 opinions about this matter. No less. But it does not hold all 4 opinions because the Shulchan Aruch says we follow the third opinion. Third opinion was, what is the third opinion? I'll read it to you. If ain't no sakonas eder, adults that say to them, Osin Bishigur. You may do a lot of Bishigur in an abnormal fashion. The VH was like on a Zaver, Osin Beloshin. We're talking about a teaser, we'll see in a moment. Beloshin. The question is, what kind of is it talk about? Is it the Araisa or is it the Rabbana? So the debate is due between the classical portion of the Tzadu Shemadara, and the Alpha Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Sukhachava, the Eglaytah on the other. If you look at the early sources, it comes from the Rabbah, Torah's other, most of them have the original source, it's quite clear that the lenient view is the correct one. And therefore, as a matter of fact, to say the Shmir Shabbat Kotasov, such a census mainstream posit that the Sinan Lamed Gimel Sivay, he quotes the regular standard view, the third view of the Haurida view, is very important. It is as follows. Certainly, call a non Jew, but a Jew himself should not do a malacha for that Torah. And he may not do a malacha to a Raisa, even with a Shinoi. They all need to know the love of their Rabbanan machine. That's how the Mishnah Brewer and the Shabbanan. Parentheses! But there are the Dalai Aposkin who say that if you can do the work for a love of a Rukua, for a Shabbanan Shema Sakana, even if it would have been in the Oraisa, as long as he doesn't machine or he, and although he doesn't take his hand, it's been parentheses, it seems to me, that based on the original source, we have a right to rely on his point of view. The Alpha of Amateur Rebbe and the Egle Talo have their original source. They're almost explicit, it is explicit, and there are bound and parts of it. So therefore, it comes out that you can do it, eat anything you want, all the necessary. For a Polish, a English, a Kotlan, it's one of the same categories, as long as you do it for Shiva. If you're in a hospital, I have to assume, maybe you won't come back, I have to assume you're in a hospital, you are at least a Polish, a English, a Kotlan, don't you? Well, you shouldn't be in a hospital if you're not a Polish, a English, a Kotlan. But if you belong to the hospital, then it's good for you to do whatever has to be done on Shabbos. This includes, you know, use your elbow to press something which may even put on the light. Do yourself. And in the light of this, with our eyes, I think that's the goal, with the Mishnah with our eyes. It's good for the corner of the second view of the Dalai Tanya. You use your elbow, put the light on, yes.
But it is at least absolutely clear in patients, which is then the definition of the mind. So there's no ambiguity about that. There might be some question about
that. Well, Paul is saying, if you're an inpatient, you should be black tennis, but just keeping it
at home. Yeah, patient's like, the upper quantum distillation.
I don't know what that is. I'm talking about the first time. I don't know what it is. Now, even upon the stricter view, if you have a system now, there are many systems now actually that need to be pressed above. And it's not a light, it's a buzzer of the patient. Am I correct? Some of the buzzers? What's going on there? Both. There's a buzzer, which is only a rabbinical prohibition we assume, and even the scripture you would say, frankly, the buzzer with your elbow or the back of your hand, that's a dispute. It's a real light, it's a dispute, it's a buzzer. It's a permissible, and I feel, it's permissible even with the light based upon the sock of the Alpha Rebbe. And the What about these of the Rabbanan? Which you're going to do without any change. Do it in a regular way, make a phone call. The reason a phone call is the Rabbanan. Aram said, if there's no chance of loss to live, you shouldn't do it. If there's a chance of loss to live, then you may do it. How may you do it? Bottom line is that you have to make a phone call to try to do with the Shina, then you get the wrong number. The Shina should be that you should knock the receiver off the hook, whatever it is, or press the phone, put it on the back of your hand. If it's possible to do that, that's what you should try to do. Okay? Now, I repeat again. The critical shooting can do anything, even if it's the Doraisa from Kolosheim, was like on the point of view of the Alter Rebbe, which I think we can accept on the law. The bottom line, to make it brief, not, there are one on,
the Rebbe said that everything is mutar al-yidei shinu, or that a d'oraisa is mutar al-yidei shinu, and a d'rabbanan is mutar even without a shinu.
Presumably, if the d'oraisa is mutar b'shinui, and the d'rabbanan is on a lower level, perhaps, not saying sure, it could be happening even without a shinu. But again, not so clear.
So it's better with the telephone with a shinu, but the...
Always a shinu. As a matter of fact, one without the other would seem to me, believe it or not, the strictly out of perspective, I don't mean I'm talking to the mice, his construct, Ramban, is that it's better for you to do the malacha yourself, a malacha of Araisa, b'shinoi, rather than to ask the guy to do it for you. Wow. Next week, all the shares. Now we have Charles the next 2 weeks, just drop. But we'll talk about the position.
Are you using medical instruments when you consider Araisa?
Oh, that's a very good question. On what medical instruments is Araisa?
Okay.
So we assign you in advance the dispensation of what you would have had if you followed the Kama, Kola, Shango, Sakama. So these will be the exercise.
Just driving the car into the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be.
Okay. As I said before, the same class requires. There's no need to wait for the top six. So then you would become sick, it's permissible, you can do it right now. What is that permissible? For a woman who's the nursing class and can't have a lot of holy, so she may express the milk. Ideally, she charge her for an annual pump, if that's possible. If that's impossible, there are ways to do it through the electric pump. The Shabbos class will have a good way to do it. But, the big but, the milk has to go down to tubes. You cannot use the milk. It goes right to the down, it's not down the same. But if you use it, it's lactate, it's over prohibition. If you throw it out, the rabbinic prohibition, which they forbid, this is not certain. So, if the milk is necessary for the baby's health, and no formula will do, any pediatricians here, we have something to do with babies, are there a case like that? Very rare.
Premature.
Really?
Maybe.
Better. If you have to have a thorough prohibition over here. If you have to have a reliable doctor to say that the baby's going to have formula, instead of mother's milk, there's a potential, pretty small, the potential thing to his life. Say that, then all that is missing. Fail that. You know, it's good that mother's milk can be better, it's nicer, you should grow better, you know, they have a higher IQ, whatever they say. That's not the fish grass.
If it is for even for someone with a minor illness.
alleviate the pain of the field. That's why. did not include what we call mental illness, was not life-threatening. It's not mentioned in the debate. I would recommend to our government to make a big noise out of it. Included. And what they're arguing was solid ground. The unifying principle of the debate was something for some of the non-functional. And some of it was mental illness, even if it's not life-threatening, from my understanding, that it was functional. And that we would be in that category of coalition of Sakana, even though the government doesn't have it here. Why doesn't have it, I don't know. Would be in the category of Polish Ekosakana. You can't talk to you, squeeze or drip, you can't move. That's called a Polish Ekosakana. Sort of a migraine headache, so, but a very serious allergy reaction. It's not much different. I mean, I understand. They're migraine. Can't function. A little sniffle. Yeah. So you have to be the judge of this. I can't judge. I can't go into your shoes. You judge whether you want what category you're in. Yes.
Shabbos is ice prohibited. It's obviously done for the purpose. problem can ever have.
Wait 5 more hours for the Shabbos, you end up with a scar, I saw the battle scar, nothing to do with Shabbos.
Multitude.
they make not the thing. They pervert the after special pains right to the toe. You shouldn't think something wrong with desecrated Shabbos. The contrary is very important. Fine. The nature of this requirement, though, requires explanation. There are two phrases we divide in a different context. We have to discuss them right now. But then we push, you have two values, competing values, A and B. And A emerges victorious over B. The rabbi has two ways of expressing this. One is called putra, and one is called lechuya. Putra means when A squared off against B, B disappears. C doesn't exist. Rashi Chumash comes with a few examples of this. Let's take a Shabbos example. Every Shabbos in Beit HaMikdash, they offered sacrifice. The day of the sacrifice, and the Shabbos side. The Yom HaShabbos, we said yesterday. The Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kavosim. Al Olas HaTavit for that, a whole series of animal sacrifices. And they slaughtered these sacrifices. Now slaughtered is only a one of the 39 categories of work. Do we say on Shabbos, really, they shouldn't be doing this. But, they have no choice, but after long interpretation. When it comes to offering the karbanos, we sacrificial water on Shabbos, Shabbos is with them. No Shabbos. Other concepts are called bichuya, as I have an expression, as A, doke lot, as A. A, push it away, B. Push means, B doesn't disappear, B is still there. But A manages, you know, to squeak ahead of the finish line, ahead of B, and oh, push. The B is still there. What's the difference between Utra and Kuya? F to the Kai and Shnei. If you keep both, the Kamsah says, don't also say that the Mar tells us it's only if the F to the Kai and Shnei. You have no choice. A against B, you can't have both of them. What can you do? A has one, to win. A somehow is victorious over B. Utra is absolutely permissible. There's no need to look for a way to go. Not necessary. The famous case, if we give one example, and sufficient quotes there, Tumah Mitzvah. All the Jews that are Tameh in our lab are permitted, most Jews are Tameh, they're permitted to bring certain Korban to Pes Midish. They were required to look for some of the star. It's beautiful. The Tumah Mitzvah, you have to look. So you have to look. The paradox. How to relate to our discussion. Let's first talk conceptually, right? We're not being very practical right now. Conceptually. If someone lighted up the state of Shabbos, if it's Hutra, I should roughly do it myself. And do it in a perfectly normal fashion. I shouldn't look for any way in which I could save the life without desecrating the Shabbos myself. What kind of way is that? Simple. I can find a non-Jew. The non-Jew will work on Shabbos. Same work. Or if I can't find one, let me do it with my elbow. I would drive a car then, but that's a little bit dangerous. But there's some things I make a phone call and use my elbow. This is the chuya. Perhaps you should do it that way. Actually, the character can save your life, make a phone call, without doing an absolute love, because you'd be doing it in a backwards way. So that's a yeah. If it's good for you, perhaps you could look for anything, you don't look for a goal, you don't look for a funny way to do it. And when the Rambam tells us that you should not use non-Jews or minors, you should do it yourself, just seem to indicate that it's what we call putra, absolutely permissive. It's interesting, because the rabbi introduced these halachas, the second parak of the Shabbos, the first word in the parak is dechuya. First word. It's almost contradiction. The question of the rabbi meant dechuya in the Talmudic sense, one versus putra, or any meant in a general sense, we don't really know. But the truth is, let's know what the Rambam said, open the Shulchan Aruch. That's our code of law. We follow the Shulchan Aruch. The sin of the Shin Tov Nes, the sin of the Tov Nefesh, the term of Sin Yud Beis. Sin Yud Beis, it says as follows. Shemachalim Shabbos al Kola Sheikh Kusakonim Mishtadim Shul Asoso are they going to the Tanakh, etc. Ela Yisrael Gdol 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 EMS of the city of New York. I'm not going to say it's bad on the city workers' job. But the consultant comes back with this document. And that's exactly what I've all predicted already 400+ years ago. The consultant comes back with that the government is responsible for being as quick. So therefore, on Shabbos, we have to do what we can to see that first lack of faith, the need to take care as quickly as possible. We can't dilly-dally wait for someone who's not Jewish to come to help us. We do it ourselves. They're our muscles. But in theory, there are two people in the same group, a Jew and a Kohen, and they're talking, and they drive to the hospital, and they both drive the same speed. All different speeds. They drive the same speed, and they're perfectly equal in driving. So who should drive? If it's Hutra, let me drive. How many minutes are driving? If it's Kuya, he's just as good a driver as you are, let him drive. That's the construct. The Machlok is the Machabah of Ramah, and although we B'nai Asher to be followed Ramah, he and the Shabruah said, watch out, you can establish a rule that in every case you should follow these. And without knowledge to do it, the positive brain, Lavin was seeking to, sorry, well, it's okay, no, it's not true to the minute. Why? Because we're afraid that the Goyim will not do as good a job as the Jew will do. Is any suffering, Ashtala, and Sakona, the fear, for the Azara, the way that the Shuk. So why not do you assume that theoretically, we Ashtala, the Shuk, the Kuya, but on a practical basis, there are very few cases in which we will not do it ourselves. We feel that because the Israel is more careful, scary about the life of a fellow Jew, that he may do a better job. And even they, in the rule of eight, hold them before up men shop our road. Even if there's 100 chance that perhaps the Jew would do a better job, he should do it. That's what it says. 100 chance. The Chassam Sofer has, what if it's 1,000 or less than 1,000? Now you think that would open statistical chart. But if it's even 100, we don't follow our road. That's what the post was saying. Fine. This is a major dispute. In theory, it's a very major dispute. In practice, it's always somewhat relevant because, you know, in theory, again, we pass it with wheels. In Ashkenaz, but in reality, if you want to be true, you should try to do it ourselves just to make sure it's done. Look, I get it. You sit in the room. You want to turn a light? Another question. Nothing matters. We're going to turn a light. I can't turn a light better than he can. He may be close to the switch and say, John, I'm going to turn the light. Yeah. If you're doing the light, so you should, you know, this is fair. If it's just as fair to press the image irrelevant, the press will be irrelevant. The post can do say, though, that the guy is doing it for you, and other people around say, John is doing it because he can do it just as fair as well as I can. But if John would have been here, or if I could have been doing it better, I would do it myself. Don't leave you with a false impression that you're only permitted to let the guy. Next time, there'll be no going around, and the guy will die. A little while later, I saw him, and he asked the guy to go into the guy, he said, look, spend an hour for a guy, so there's no confrontation with him. You were not permitted to leave that impression. And the boss said, you're doing it with a shield, if you're elbowed, if you have a chance to tell the people around, I'm doing my elbow, it's the easiest part, it's 1, 2, 3. But it would be a rush, it would be nice if I was doing my regular, in a regular way. So I wouldn't do it. Be careful, you should not make a false impression of it. Yes?
It's
all about things that would be Torah prohibitions, put on a light, for example. I think that's the light we assume the Torah prohibition. It was then right for the pen, this one, the Torah prohibition. Now, next question. If someone is very sick, life is in danger, so obviously whatever has to be done medically to save his life, you do it. Finish. What is something which is not medically required? Makes him feel a little better. It's called cold tzaracha. All of his needs, they're not medically indicated as a doctor. He doesn't need this. Let's take an example. Let's give an example. He wants there to be vanishing glow. He wants a fan, wants hair, he doesn't need the air. The doctor doesn't need the fan, doesn't need the fan. What's the fan? He wants it. You're not part of the fan? Well, he wants a light. That's what I do. He wants more light. Why? I don't know. seven shittim of fat. Says it's from an hour, it's a dollar, from the sin, dangerous situation. What do you do? Also, the call sure is healing lies as love of all. You do whatever you would normally do during the week. So what does that mean? And Mr. Brookhoff, the Ramban means, Ramban only means my father for a course, food and medicine. But we both, some possible to say, some possible to say, these things even would not be as a part of the Torah, Tzatz, you would give them that also the call, you do what a Shabbos is called. My commission says, even if this particular activity that you're doing now is not going to save his life, it's immaterialist as far as life saving is concerned, you do it anyway. So I have to be my commission. The mission of Buddha, I show that it's true. And he writes, well, because there are one of them, accept this, and for the rest, we should not discover one. So that's what's happening before you have to be above you and call that Torah. So what if you do it? Who knows what the Isa in that Torah, what the Isa in that body? So there's no shots, drama, everything. I said, that's not so simple. We should deal with the difference. Us with us, who cares? Us with the difference between that Torah and the Rabbah. Here's the difference. So I don't talk tonight. They were one of the most very long categories to work with that Torah and the Rabbah. But if you had it, the book will tell you, so you know. If it tells you that you're a one, you can do it even if it's not really necessary medically. Mostly the whole thing was like, oh, and if there's a right solution, you can prefer better you should do it. But Rabbi also had a chuba, others have put on before him, and this should also depend upon the issue of putra tchuyu. If putra then, putra, you can do whatever you want. If it's tchuyu or not, you can ask for a salah tchuyu. It stands to be that really should not have his liberal approach to the right. Fine. Let's go. The Gemara explains that Machaneh teaches you that not only is Bana people having Shabbos and a certain camper was that I called it called hyperventilated. That was the word. It was a very stressful breathing. I'm not Member Gonzalez. And I was driving the car about a mile when I wasn't fully verbal. And I knew not to drive so fast. That was people who were carried away. Dangerous patient and then us both in the street in the dark and it's a little regulars are going to drive normally and panic. Thank God the patient was in the bed. He was taken care of. It's not the job, it's 7 days a week. Okay.
Rabbi? Safek Pikuach Nefesh, does that mean the Safek will happen on Shabbos? Or that the repercussions, you know, like when the if you don't intervene and you have a Safek about it, it could take 8 hours or 10 hours, it could be after Shabbos. In other words, it's not that it's right now you have to act, but eventually you have to act. Let's say somebody has an infection and they need antibiotics. So presumably it's not the type of thing that, you know, in the next minute, it's going to affect the person.
It would be better in a situation in which a doctor will tell you, listen, you have to have a certain procedure done in the next 24 hours. If they want to do it, we do it now, we do it 12 hours from now. In that case, I'd like to have a shot. Doctor said, I'm considering my test. There's no difference. Right? Not expert, this is an expert. Test the shot, and something like that. Am I correct? Does it exist? How do you do it in how many hours? But I thought there used to be some kind of rule if you do it in 24 hours or something. I'm not sure that's true anymore. So if that would be true, she had already gone to the house on Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos, it's 12 o'clock, and the answer is in the nails. It just makes one little difference. It's going to get it 2 p.m. or be 9 p.m. Same thing, Dr. Sennis. So what right now? How much does she do in advance of Shabbos to avoid a too upsetting situation? So here we have, for example, the Mishnah Brura, the Simon Shin La. What about a doctor who is on call in the hospital with the call of Shiesh Rosatom? He writes at the top that stay in the hospital. Don't go home. But you have to go through Arden Shabbos. He says, well, you have a glory. Not so big. Well, drive you against a taxi. That's not so big. On the bottom, he writes, perfect for his almond. Look, if your turn is going to be, you're going to be minuta. The very modern word in Hebrew. What does minuta mean? Cut off all Friday night from your house, and you and your, all your family will not have any other Shabbos. Then, he said, perhaps you're allowed to stay home. You have to drive to shul, drive to the hospital. The next morning, take care of the cold shake. What's that called? How did they come? Perhaps, not sure. It's just a very bad position. The general term is not consistent. Don't make every day because that's not going to wake up until 4 a.m. They don't spend the shade on it. The two of us are